TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Amanda with an article written by Fiona. People with sight loss succeed in a wide variety of jobs across almost all employment sectors. Just like everyone else, it comes down to whether they have the training, skills, and experience. There are blind and partially sighted secretaries, car mechanics, nurses, scientists, stockbrokers, MPs, journalists, web designers, and teachers. Just like any other worker, they need the right tools to do the job. Most of all, it seems, they need the determination to succeed in a chosen field, no matter how challenging. Freelance photographer Romilly Esp of Telford has had limited vision all her life, but that hasn't stopped her from challenging perceptions in the photography world. Now, with the help of a local charity, Shropshire Youth Support Trust, SYST, the teen has launched her own photography business, ESP Media Warrior. Speaking to the Shropshire Star, Romilly explained that when her vision started deteriorating rapidly over 2 years ago, when she was 17, she was faced with a difficult decision to abandon her equine veterinary course. Speaking to reporter Megan Jones, Romilly explained, "I can only see clearly through my left eye, so when I do photo shoots, I always think of a bunch of ideas in my mind before I go, to make it easier. I can't work past 7 p.m. as my eyes get really tired, so it's more challenging. I want to help prove to people that no matter your disability, you should not let that limit your options," she said. According to the Nigerian newspaper Punch, "there are perhaps few people in the world today who can hold on to their goals and convictions tenaciously through the haze of disabilities, like blind car mechanic Murtala Shuaibu. He has trained his other senses, touch, smell and hearing, to allow him to continue working. Locally, he is known as the blind car mechanic, but his popularity soared on social media recently when one of his clients made a short video about him. Murtala, who is married with two children and lives in Kano State, gradually lost his sight and finally became completely blind in his 30s. He recalled, "At first it was very challenging to repair cars as a visually impaired person. I thought it was impossible for me to fix cars, identify their defective parts and gauge their problems without my sight. In fact, I almost gave up in discouragement, but my persistence and courage kept me going. I began to train my hands, nose and ears to make up for my lost sight. I identified car parts with my hands and attuned my ears to the sound of engines so I could detect when there's a problem. If I hold a spanner in my hands, I can tell its size and use my hands to decide where I should apply it. I also rely on my nose to sense if there is a fault with the cars I work on. After a period of years, my ears became sensitive to figuring out what is wrong with the car, and my hands adapted to changing automobile parts with minimal assistance. Now, once I listen to the noise of your car, I can tell you the problem." Speaking of cars, Cambridge events manager and DJ Yvette Chivers not only spins the discs, despite suffering from retinitis pigmentosa, she has signed up to spin the wheels too. 15 years after Yvette had to return her driving license to the DVLA and give up driving for good, she will drive 3 supercars around a race circuit comprising hairpin bends and fast straights. Yvette will be in the safe hands of AbleNet, who provide accessible adventure and driving experience for people with disabilities. Supercar blind driving experiences involve taking to the racetrack accompanied by a professional instructor, who will give feedback on direction and speed. The cars have been made as accessible as possible, and all models have semi-automatic or fully automatic gearboxes. Yvette said, "I'm unbelievably excited to be back behind a steering wheel. When I learned I wouldn't be able to drive anymore, I was devastated, and it felt like I was stripped of my independence. So, I thought marking the anniversary with AbleNet's blind driving experience was a perfect way to do something I once enjoyed and to raise money for RNIB at the same time." Finally, it's not only visually impaired humans who challenge themselves. A large hairy dog called Soldier, who is blind and deaf, has received rave reviews by visitors to his owner's Airbnb on the island of Provo in the Caicos Islands. It is soldiers' daily task to lead visitors safely over a boardwalk and along a sandy road to the beach, before taking a refreshing dip in the sea.